Chipper by James Lincoln Collier, narrated by August Ross. 1. It was nearly 3 o'clock in the morning. The gas lamps threw a crisscrossing maze of shadows on the sidewalk. Chipper was scared, his stomach tight, his legs watery, sweat trickling down his side despite the cool April night breeze. Pinch's plan was no good. Pinch's plans were never any good. Pinch could always see the beginning of the plan when the gang crept through a door somewhere, and he could see the end of the plan when they were sitting around a fire under the Brooklyn Bridge, their pockets stuffed with $20 bills. Pinch could never see the middle of the plan, where the thing got done. As a result, something always went wrong with the middle of the plan. Rivington Street was quiet this time of night. But even so, in New York City there were always likely to be people around. From time to time somebody came down the sidewalk toward him, and occasionally a wagon rolled over the cobblestones, the clip-clop of the horse's hooves making a rhythm against the steady rumble of the iron wheel rims on the stones. A light stink of garbage from the gutters hung in the night air. Chipper tried to walk briskly, as if he were carrying a message or were delivering something, so it would appear that he was on legitimate business. The 5- and 6-story tenement buildings along Rivington Street were mostly dark, but here and there a window was lit like an unsleeping eye, where a baby was awake, or somebody on an early shift was hastily eating a dry roll and washing it down with black coffee. You never could tell who might be watching. This time, the end of Pinch's plan was to blow a hole in the side of a bank.